Hi there, listener. Before we dive in, I want you to know that this podcast is AI generated. It's crafted from the topics and principles shared in the Bye Bye Panic Anxiety Recovery Program. And while AI helps bring this content to life, the recovery tools and insights remain rooted in the principles that have helped so many people overcome their symptoms for good. Enjoy the episode.
Anxiety, right? It really can mess you up sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, inside your head.
Mm-hmm.
But it can show up in ways you wouldn't expect.
Absolutely.
We're diving into that today.
Okay.
Anxiety and weight loss.
Interesting.
The connection between the two.
Yeah.
So we've got a YouTuber, John Kasam.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a story about this.
Oh, wow.
Pretty powerful one.
I bet.
Yeah, he went through this himself.
Oh.
And has some advice based on his own recovery journey.
Oh, that's great.
His story is so related to that.
Really?
Yeah, he lost like 45 pounds.
Wow.
And his anxiety was really bad.
Oh, man.
And it happened fast.
Like super fast.
Yeah, which can be scary.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what's so powerful about his story is it shows us how common this is.
Right.
He talks about how everyone noticed.
Oh, really?
His family.
Yeah.
His friends.
Uh-huh.
Even people who watched his videos.
Wow.
Like, it wasn't something he could hide.
So it was pretty visible.
Right. And that's important for us to hear.
Definitely.
You know, if you're going through this.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
Right.
This is a real thing that happens.
Absolutely.
But of course, you know, before we just assume any weight loss is from anxiety,
mm-hmm.
you should always check in with a doctor.
Yeah. Good point.
Make sure there's nothing else going on.
Right.
And Sean did that too.
Oh, okay. So he got checked out.
Yeah. So assuming you got the all clear.
Mm-hmm.
Let's explore how anxiety actually messes with your body to cause this weight loss.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you ever like thought about how you feel when something makes you really anxious?
Sure.
Your heart races.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you feel a little shaky.
Yeah.
Or get butterflies in your stomach.
Totally.
It's like your body's alarm system, you know?
Right.
It's called the fight or flight response.
Oh, yeah.
It's kicking into gear.
It's like it's preparing for something.
Yeah, like your body thinks you're in danger.
Even if you're not, really.
Right.
Like if it's just in your head.
Exactly. Like worrying about a test or a presentation.
Oh, I see.
And to do that,
yeah.
to like get ready to fight or flee,
mm-hmm.
it releases these chemicals called stress hormones.
Oh.
Like adrenaline and cortisol.
Right.
And those are powerful.
Powerful. How?
They tell your body to burn energy super fast.
Oh, wow.
Like you're running a marathon.
Even if you're, you know.
Oh. Yeah, even if you're just sitting there worrying.
Interesting.
So it's like our internal engine is stuck in high gear, burning through fuel.
Right.
Even when we're not doing anything visible.
That makes sense.
So no wonder we lose weight. Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's more than that, though.
When
your body's in that fight or flight mode,
yeah.
it actually shuts down other processes.
Like what?
Things that aren't essential for survival.
Oh.
Like digestion.
Oh, right.
So not only are you burning more calories,
mm-hmm.
but you're also not absorbing as many nutrients.
Wow.
From the food you eat.
That's crazy.
It's a double whammy.
Really is.
And Sean actually talked about this.
What did he say?
He said he felt nauseous.
Oh, no.
And was losing his appetite.
That makes sense.
Yeah, considering what's going on inside.
Mm-hmm.
So anxiety really hits us from all sides.
Yeah, it does.
And here's the kicker.
Okay, what?
The real threat your body is reacting to.
Yeah.
Is the anxiety itself.
What do you mean?
It's that fear.
Mm-hmm.
Those racing thoughts.
Yeah.
That constant worry.
Right.
That keeps your body on high alert.
Interesting.
So if anxiety is the real culprit behind the weight loss.
Yeah.
What's the best way to tackle it?
Right.
Should we be like trying to force ourselves to eat more?
To gain the weight back.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's where Sean's message gets really important.
Oh.
He actually tried doing that.
He did.
Yeah.
Focusing on eating more.
To gain the weight back. It didn't really work.
Why not?
Because he hadn't dealt with the anxiety itself.
Oh, I see.
It's like putting a Band-Aid on a cut.
Yeah.
When you really need stitches.
You got to fix the root of the problem.
Exactly.
Not just the symptom.
Mm-hmm.
So what did Sean do to heal?
He focused on calming down that overactive stress response.
Okay.
He calls it desensitizing the nervous system.
So basically, he learned to manage his anxiety better.
Exactly.
And as he got a handle on his anxiety?
Yeah.
The weight started to come back naturally.
On its own.
Wow. Oh. So it's not about forcing yourself to eat more.
Right.
It's about addressing the anxiety head on.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I bet it wasn't always easy, though.
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah.
Sean's recovery wasn't a straight line.
What do you mean?
He had good days and bad days.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes his anxiety would flare up. And he'd see the number on the scale dip again.
So setbacks are normal.
Absolutely.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
It can be discouraging when you feel like you're taking steps back.
I know.
But they're a normal part of the process.
It's all part of the process.
The key is to focus on the big picture.
Mm.
Even with those setbacks.
Yeah.
Sean's overall trend was positive.
That's good.
As he kept working on managing his anxiety,
mm-hmm.
his weight gradually returned.
That's amazing.
He even ended up gaining more weight than he had before his anxiety took over.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So it's not just about getting back to where you were.
Right.
It's about giving your body the space to heal.
Yeah.
And find a new balance.
Exactly.
Sean has a really important message about the scale.
Oh, what's that?
He learned that fixating on that number can actually make things worse.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
You get so obsessed with the number
mm-hmm.
that you forget to focus on how you actually feel.
Right.
As your anxiety eases.
Yeah.
You'll start to see other improvements.
Like what?
More energy.
Okay.
Better sleep.
Mm.
And even a better mood.
Interesting.
Sean's story is a great reminder that our bodies are pretty amazing.
Yeah, they are.
They can heal.
Mm-hmm.
And rebalance themselves.
If we give them the right support.
Yeah.
That's true.
His experience gives me so much hope for others going through something similar.
Me too.
Knowing that recovery is possible is huge.
Absolutely.
And one of the best ways to support yourself on this journey.
Yeah.
Is to find a guide.
A guide.
Yeah. Someone who understands what you're going through.
Right.
And can help you navigate the ups and downs.
That makes sense.
Like a therapist, uh-huh. a counselor,
mm-hmm.
or maybe even someone who's been through it themselves.
Yeah, like Sean.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Having someone to talk to and learn from.
Yeah.
Can make all the difference.
I bet.
This has been so insightful.
It really have.
We've learned so much about the hidden connection between anxiety and weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly.
Yeah.
We've learned that recovery is possible.
That's so important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the first step towards recovery
okay.
is understanding what's going on in your body
mm-hmm.
and why you're experiencing these changes.
Mm.
From there, you can start to explore
yeah.
different tools and strategies
mm.
to manage your anxiety
right.
and support your body's natural healing process.
That's great. And that's really where finding a good guide comes in,
yeah.
like a therapist
yeah.
or a counselor,
okay.
mentor, support group, that kind of thing.
Oh, I see.
Someone who can really give you the tools and strategies that you need
yeah.
to really kind of manage your anxiety.
Okay.
Get back on track.
Yeah.
It's like having a coach,
yeah.
cheering you on, helping you through the tough parts.
I love that.
Yeah, and they can help you understand,
okay.
you know, what triggers your anxiety and mm. how to cope with those things mm. and how to build healthy habits
yeah.
to really support your well-being.
And it's not just about the number on the scale.
Exactly. It's about feeling good
yeah.
in your own skin,
mm-hmm.
living a life that's full of joy and meaning.
Such a good reminder.
It's easy to get caught up in the physical stuff. Forget about the mental and emotional health.
Totally.
As you start to prioritize your mental health,
mm-hmm.
manage that anxiety, you'll start to see other things fall into place.
Like what?
You know, your appetite might come back.
Oh, okay.
Digestion might improve.
Right.
Maybe you'll have more energy.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. You might even start gaining weight without even trying.
Really?
It's like your body can finally relax and right. say, okay, we can take care of ourselves now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's amazing how connected
it really is.
Our minds and bodies are.
Like they work together.
It's a team.
Yeah.
When one is struggling, the other one feels it too.
For sure.
We got to take care of both yeah. the mental and the physical.
Yeah.
To really give ourselves the best chance
yeah.
to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
Sean's story is really a testament to that.
It really is.
He didn't just bounce back. He thrived.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
It's so inspiring.
It gives me hope for anyone struggling yeah. with anxiety and its effects
yeah.
on their body.
It shows that recovery is possible.
Exactly.
And that there's so much more to life
yes.
than worrying about your weight.
Absolutely.
Recovery isn't one size fits all, though.
That's true.
Right.
It looks different for everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people might find therapy helps. Mm-hmm. Others might benefit from medication,
yeah.
lifestyle changes.
Right, right.
Maybe even support groups.
Oh, yeah.
Or alternative therapies.
So many options.
Yeah.
The key is to find what works for you.
Exactly.
To keep moving forward.
One step at a time.
Right.
You don't have to go through this alone.
It's true.
There are so many resources, therapists, counselors, support groups, online communities. Don't be afraid to reach out.
Ask for help.
Yeah.
There are people who care.
Yes.
And want to see you thrive.
Absolutely.
This deep dive has been so eye-opening.
I think so too.
We've learned anxiety can really impact our physical health.
Mm-hmm.
But there's hope for recovery.
There is.
It's about finding what works for you.
Yeah.
Having the courage to seek support
mm-hmm.
and taking things one step at a time.
You got it.
You summarized it perfectly.
Thanks.
As we wrap up.
Yeah.
What's one final thought you'd like to leave our listeners with today?
Recovery from anxiety and weight loss is a journey, not a destination.
Mm-hmm.
There will be ups and downs, setbacks, and breakthroughs.
Right.
But the most important thing
is
to keep moving forward.
Keep learning.
Keep believing in yourself.
You know, it's encouraging
hearing
how Sean not only recovered, but he's actually in a better place now than before his anxiety.
Absolutely.
Shows even when anxiety throws a wrench in things, we can come out stronger.
That's a goal, right?
On the other side.
Yeah, for sure.
So as we wrap things up.
Okay.
Any final thoughts for our listeners today?
If you're out there struggling with anxiety and how it affects your body, please know you're not alone.
Right.
It's way more common than you think.
Yeah.
And there's no shame in getting help.
No shame at all.
Take that first step.
Okay.
Talk to a therapist.
Yeah.
Join a support group. Talk to a friend or a family member.
Right.
Remember, healing is a journey.
It is.
And every step you take towards recovery is a victory.
That's so true.
You got this.
And finding a guide for that journey can make all the difference.
It really can.
Someone to help you understand your anxiety.
Yeah.
Give you those coping skills.
Mm-hmm.
Cheer you on.
Absolutely.
You don't have to do this alone.
No.
We believe in you.